Okay. All right, let's go ahead and we'll get started for the night. We'll pray, and then we'll get into the lesson on the night. Father, y'all, we just bless your name on the night. We glorify you for all that you are. We just praise you for our Savior. We thank you that he is soon to return, and we just bless you for him. We ask you on the night just to give us understanding and that everything that we understand, we will put it into action, and we just glorify you again just for all that you are and what you've done in these days. We praise you in his wonderful name. Amen. All right. Now, what I'm going to do on tonight, there are some things that I want to discuss in reference to the
election.
Make sure you put your phones on mute, everyone. There are some things that I want to discuss based upon the election, so that you can have an understanding, a mindset from the things that we're going to experience, or some stuff that I'm going to share with you, as far as some events that are, you know, not in detail, but just kind of overall view. We may deal with some things in detail later on, some events that's going to happen, and then we will we're just getting prepared. Okay, we're getting prepared. We're staying focused on the Most High Yah. He is our source. I like what my daughter had written, Mahaya. She had written on her Facebook page in reference to, in a nutshell, just talking about, you know, why, in a nutshell, why are we so angry if we trust Yah? You know, and so, you know, I shared it on my page, and I wanted to, you know, just kind of bring it up, and then at the same time deal with some things so that we can be focused on what's going on in these last days. We are in the last days, there's no doubt about it. But there are some things that we need to understand. But there's something that I have to write. Well, I've already written it, but I haven't been released to make it public yet. But at the same time, you know, you get to hear it firsthand, and then I'll make it public as Yah lead me to do it. Most time, he lead me to do it in the mornings. And so, if you've had opportunity to either read some things that I've said here on yesterday and then also on today, I had put a post and also sent it. You know, when I do this here, I send it, I put it on Facebook, I send it in emails, and I also send it in text messages, you know, through other forms of social media. And there are thousands of people that look at the things that we discuss, things that I write. And so even as far as the link that I had with what I had written on today, last time I checked, it had increased to maybe pretty close to about 8,000 or so people had looked at it since I posted. And just to, you know, give you kind of an understanding of the amount of people that's paying attention to what we are discussing and what Yah is showing us as far as the scriptures, you know, are concerned, and as he's leading us some other things. But in a nutshell, what I had written, well, I'll back up. Did I pray? Yeah. There are some things that I wanted to reveal on yesterday in detail. But at the same time, I have to be wise. I have to use wisdom from this perspective. Our Savior made statements. He was, you know, especially one incident that he said is when his mother Mary, he was at a party, a wedding ceremony, basically, and they had run out of wine. And by the way, you know, our Savior drank wine. You know, he just had self-control when it came down to it. But, you know, they needed wine, and Mary had said to, I believe, the servant, she said, whatever he tell you to do, do it. Well, long story short, turned that water into wine, he basically told his mother, he said, "Woman," that's not a disrespectful word, that's just what he said. It's kind of like as we say "ma'am" or something like that today. And so he said, "Woman," he said, "it is not my time." Yeah, he said, "not my time," but he ended up doing some things. So because of what we have been dealing with for years now, and what we understand and how Yah is leading me in understanding some things, there are things that, from my understanding, Yah has to slow me down at times, because there was so much stuff that I could have said on yesterday before the election was done. Yah had already showed me, I had already told people months ago who was going to win. I understand why he had to win. There's just so many things that we don't, and I don't say we, when I say we, I'm talking about as far as Americans. There are just things that we don't get. We don't understand how the world works because we think the world works according to America. But we're in a time frame whereby there are decisions that are decisions that are being made by the system, where the system has to be even careful now. And there's just a lot of things going on. So Yah had shown me ahead of time who was going to win. I'm just trying to be careful, but at the same time, you know, I'm bold enough. I don't care about a system. I'm not afraid of a system. I'm not afraid of a government agenda, because I know who my source is. And so I'll say things as Yah lead me to say them. But what has to be understood, he's slowing me down. So I'm going to tell you later what I was getting ready to tell you, because it's in the lesson. But again, what has to be understood is that things are going according to the plan of Yah, but there is a system that believes everything is going according to their plan. You have to realize that. And again, I'll make that a little bit clearer as we get in deeper and deeper into the lesson. And remember, this is class. So anyone, whether here or in conference calls, or some of you don't understand, you know, you can unmute your phone and, you know, keep your phone on mute. But if there's something you don't understand, ask the question. This is class, so we're about understanding. So, you know, those who are here, those who are listening to me now, you know, if you have any questions, okay, preacher, I don't understand it. Can you elaborate on that and make that a little bit more clearer? This is class. That's what this is about, okay? And so, you know, I wanted to make that known. But you can unmute your phone to ask the question, and then once you ask the question, mute your phone again so that we won't hear what's going on in the background of where you are, okay? Now, To get started with the lesson now, I had put on Facebook yesterday because, I'm not going to give it, I'm just explaining. I had put on Facebook yesterday a video, and at the end of I put interested, and then I put the video, and then I put so we will see. And today I put the same video with another set of words that said, "Now we see," and then I put "it's going down," basically in a nutshell. Now, when I initially put that on the page, my page yesterday, and sent it out on yesterday, there were not many comments. Matter of fact, you know, pretty much no one had anything to say about it, because I did it from a subliminal message point of view, and so I explained what both of them mean in this lesson. So initially I said, "So we will see," then I said, "Now we see." These two words or messages were, in other words, these were two subliminal messages that really meant, here's what I was really saying: we will soon understand. So when I posted that yesterday, when I said see, I'm not talking about the physical eyes. Everybody else took it as me saying the physical eye. You now, who hear me on a regular basis, you know every time I say see, it has nothing to do with the eye. You it automatically registers in your mind that he's talking about when he said the word see, he's saying understand. So when I was saying so we will see, I was saying so we will understand. I'm showing you a video. I'm giving you a subliminal message about some things that's happening before your eyes, and soon you will understand. Soon you will understand. I'm showing you some things within this video that is not a coincidence, and soon you will understand. Well, y'all wouldn't let me just tell everyone Trump is going to win, and your vote don't mean crap. I'm just kind of blunt, y'all. You get what you get when you listen to me. So y'all was like, no, I'm not going to let you see that, because remember, y'all is like, I got a hole. I like calling myself a nut. Y'all say, I got a hole in his nut back. I got a hole in back because there are things that he understands, but I can't allow him to get ahead of me. So there are things that he understands, but I can't let them proceed. I can't let them see. I can't let them perceive what I have raised up yet. As the same way as my Savior, it's not my time all the way yet. Not just yet. I'm starting to see the horizon of it, but not just yet. So, again, I said, see. I said, so we will see. Now we see. These were two subliminal messages that really meant we will soon understand. That was yesterday. I was saying we will soon understand because I knew what was getting ready to happen. Today, I was saying, now we understand. Then I went on to say, but most people don't understand, okay? And so what I'm letting you know is this. Indeed, I have plenty to say about what took place yesterday. But like I said, y'all was like, now is not the time. Yes. There are certain things I'm not allowing you to release yet. And as far as the voting is concerned, he told me not to vote. He told me not to vote. So you get people who will say, you need to vote because that is your right to vote. We as black people, our ancestors lost their lives in order for us to vote. And all these different things, I got a cliche that I always said, no, they didn't lose their lives for us to vote for that. But at the same time, I have always voted, but y'all told me this time, he said, no. He said, do not vote. Now, you may have people that may want to debate that, but you know, every time I say, y'all said something, I got proof and stuff to back it up with. So Acts chapter 5 says this. Acts chapter 5, this is when Peter, when our Savior had resurrected and the disciples, now apostles, were going around preaching the good news of Yahushua Mashiach, that is Jesus, the anointed king. Mashiach means the anointed king. Most people know it as Messiah, okay, or Christ, the anointed one, the anointed king. And so his name, true name is Yahushua from the Hebrew. It should have been Joshua from the English perspective, but you have variations of it, and it's okay to say Jesus. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that because of how I understand, I choose to go back to his name from the Hebrew perspective, since that's what I am, a Hebrew, a descendant of the children of Israel. So as you're looking at these verses in Acts chapter 5, there are things that they're being told to do. So I'm going to just start at verse 25, but you can look at Acts chapter 5 on your own time just to see the whole contextual meaning of the story. I just want to put out specific verses. I don't do it often unless I have a lot of ground to cover in a short period of time. But I like to start at the beginning verses because it's all about understanding. But you do that on your own time, okay? So I'll start at Acts chapter 5, I start at verse 25, okay? Acts 5, verse 25 says, Then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. See, this is what's wrong with what us preachers on the day. I like to say us preachers because it keeps me balanced. We're so busy about trying to figure out how to grow churches and get money and all that, and we're not teaching the people. People don't know what's going on today, so that in these days, so they're weary. And you have preachers who are not teaching them what's going on. And I can see my elder now, he want to run with that, you know. You know, every time I make statements like that, he's like, okay, you got to start somewhere. And you know, they're not talking about it, maybe because they don't know. Well, that has a very true perspective to it. But here we are. Verse 25 again says, Then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom he put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. You have to understand, these days that we're in and into are like these days that we're reading about right now. Those who are teaching the true message of the kingdom. I'm not talking about how to get your money, how to keep your relationship, how to catch your man, how to catch your woman, and five steps on how to live a prosperous life. I ain't talking about that traditional men doctrine that has been put together by the system itself. These preachers who teach this kind of doctrine are preachers that's a part of the system that has been put in place to keep you asleep. But we like running there because we like, you know, the pretty chandeliers and the nice carpet and the nice pew that we're sitting in. And it looks like it's Yah because it's godly looking. But the scripture clearly tells us that the traditions of men have made the word of Yah of none effect. In other words, we have heard so much traditional church stuff that when you hear the truth, it's not effective now. Okay? Now, in other words, people cater more so to these doctrines than they do the truth. They can hear doctrines all day long, but they get nervous when they hear me or see a post. Now, so as we look at verse 25, it is important for us to understand that true doctrine will be challenged by the system. Men who teach truth will be attacked by the system. Okay? And because there's a lack of understanding of those men, there are some things that's going to happen as a result of it. Myself, I'm not concerned because I understand what I'm going to do. And there are certain gifts that I have that will enable me to deal with that when the day comes. Verse 26 says, Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. Verse 27 said, When they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straightly command you that ye should not teach in this name? Talking about the name of our Savior. And behold, he hath filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. I'm not going to deal with that much. Verse 29 says, Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, This is where I want to be. We ought to obey Yah rather than man. We ought to obey God. We ought to obey Yah rather than man. That's why I didn't take up the privilege that I had to vote, because Yah said don't vote. We ought to obey Yah than man. It's better to obey Yah than man. I'd rather for somebody to be upset at me for not voting than Yah to be upset with me for voting when he told me not to vote. My primary goal is the will. I don't want to be politically correct, because in order for me to manifest who I am in these last days, I can't be one of those types that will jump on one side of the fence or another. I have to be neutral as a prophet of Yah and stand for Yah. In order for me to stand for Yah, I can't participate in certain things the system has set up. So you get some people who would say, out of tradition, well, since you didn't vote, you don't have nothing to complain about. Well, did you vote for the right or the wrong one? Neither do you. Okay. Now, as we deal with this now, I say it again, it's giving us an understanding that it's very important in these last days to obey his voice. You have to learn how to hear from Yah. You cannot be this type of person that walks around in the last days saying, I wonder what he's saying. Too late now. It's too late. In other words, when that time frame comes, it's going to be too late now to be trying to figure out what thus saith. We got to know. We got to start having understanding now. We got to position ourselves to hear now. You know, how can we hear without a preacher? Time out to sit up and say, I'm the church. You know, no individual is the church. The church is the body as a whole. You are not a church. You are a temple. You are a temple of Yah, but you are not the church as a whole. So you get some people say, I don't have to go to church because I am the church. No, you're not. That's why the scripture tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Yeah, we are the temple of Yah, meaning that Yah dwells in us, but we as a whole make up the body of Christ. Okay? Now, so it's vitally important to position ourselves what we can hear. Okay? Vitally important for us to do that. Now, with that understanding, now, here's what you have to learn how to be. Remember, I said, Yah led me not, he led me not to vote. He said, don't vote. Here's why. And so I'm going to quote it the way that he gave it to me. That said, I'm like a chameleon. You know what a chameleon is? It's that type of lizard that can change colors. Yeah, I said, I want you to be a chameleon. So that's what I want you to be. In other words, adapt your coloring, your coloring, in order to blend in with a donkey, Democrat, or with a Democrat, the Republican. Not so I can fit into their agenda, but Paul said I became as one of them that I might win them. We have the answer. Why are we trying to jump up and line up with somebody else's agenda when the agenda that we have comes from the Most High, and that agenda is the only agenda that's gonna stand? As my daughter said, why are folks angry? Why are we angry if we living for Yah? Our kingdom is not of this world. Then why are we tripping over what's going on in this world? I'm quite enjoying myself. I'm excited because I know everything is going according to plan. And I explain that a little bit later. Here's what Paul said. Go to Acts chapter 9. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, again, I'm just going to read a few scriptures. I'm going to read verse 19 through verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 through 22. Paul said this, for though I be free from all men, I'm not bound to nobody. I'm not bound to the Republican. I'm not bound to the Democrat. So you're not going to make me stand in a long line when Yah told me not to. I'm not bound to no man. For though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant unto all. So if we are the servants of all, then why are we picking sides? For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I may gain the more. I'm not taking nobody's side because I'm trying to gain them all. So Paul said in a nutshell, verse 20, and unto the Jews I became a Jew, that I may gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I may gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without the law of Yah, but under the law of Christ. In other words, I'll fit in with a thug as long as I stay within the laws of Yah. Where do you think I'm going to hang out? I'm not being one of those holding down and trying to abhor people because I don't want them to mess up my anointing. No, what do we say? We influence wherever we go. So when I step in on the scene or you step in on the scene, that atmosphere changes. I don't ever be in an atmosphere where I become like that atmosphere. I become lacking with the laws of God that I may win it over. Here we let something that man has conjured up have an effect on us, and we're supposed to be the children of God. I can't get off of where my daughter put it. Why y'all mad? You trust y'all, why you mad? Folks that are mad, it is a game to let them know that they trust is in man, not y'all. My trust is in y'all. Our trust must be in y'all. It is the only thing that's going to get us through these last days. So Paul, from that perspective, using the cliche that I said, Yah has called me, now us, since you're hearing it, to be a chameleon. Paul said, I became one of them. I became as a Jew, verse 20. And unto the Jews, I became a Jew, that I may gain Jews. To them that are under the law and under the law, that I may gain them that are under the law. Verse 21, to them that are without law and without law, being not without law of Yah, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might be by all means save some. So here we are now, jump inside. I'm just calling it like it is. We either Black Lives Matter or we All Lives Matter. But ain't nobody saving nobody. Black Lives Matter ain't saving no black lives, and All Lives Matter ain't saving no all lives, because everybody has their own agenda instead of becoming like what the Savior tells us to become as the saints of the Most High. So when they ask me, what do you support? I said, I don't support neither one of them. I support the kingdom of the Most High. Remember, baby, she agrees. She said that. Now, as we go on here and listen and deal with this, and so I explain it again from the perspective of the donkey being the Democrat and the elephant being a Republican. Learn how to adjust and flow in all things. Don't allow someone to put an identification on you that causes now you to not be able to be led by Yah. You can't participate for. You can't do it. I'm doing something different to you. I can't let you do it. Now, yeah, anything else? Okay, now, with that understanding, I make a decree. I want everybody to understand. Everybody in the world to hear it. Therefore, I am neither for nor against Clinton or Trump, because my commander in chief is Yehoshua Mashiach. I don't care who command America. I know who command me. Y'all don't hear me. I don't care who they put in the White House. I don't understand the concept. That's not my commanding chief. Because my kingdom is not of this world. Y'all hearing this now? Now, with that understanding, is wisdom forsaken? This world is losing their mind. Wisdom is forsaken. Now, since the world has lost its mind, the Bible tells us, be not conformed, Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of what? What's wrong with our minds, church? You got church folks acting just as much of a fool as the world. Why? because they're still in it, mentally. You'd be surprised how many folks didn't get up and go to work today because they depressed because Clinton didn't win it. Same folks, but same from what? Wisdom is the safest. We as a church, I like saying we, again, that keeps us balanced, y'all. We have an understanding, but we like to say we to keep us balanced, to keep us humble. Wisdom is the safest. Where is our wisdom in this stuff? Where's the wisdom? Wisdom is the safest. Do you really believe that mankind is you? I'm personal with you. I'm pointing my finger at you. You got you that are listening in conference call. I'm pointing my finger in your face too. I'm pointing my finger in everybody's face. I want you to perceive it mentally. I'm putting my finger in your face. I'm saying, what makes you as mankind believe that you got control? You think your vote could give you control? You think you're in control? You think the person you put in office has given you control? Obama showed us that wasn't true. I voted for him twice. I made a post a while back, and I said, you know what? I remember him saying, what was the cliche he was saying, y'all? Yes, we can. I remember him saying, yes, we can. Yes, we can. And every time I heard him say, yes, we can, I got excited, and I started saying, yes, we can. And then after a while, I started saying, I wish we could have. Because my vote didn't mean nothing. Now, I'm not telling you not to go vote. You do what y'all tell you to do. I'm going to do what he tell me to do. He may tell you to go do it when they come back around, if they come back around. That's a whole other message right there. With that understanding, is wisdom forsaken? Do you, this is personal, do you really believe that mankind, you, are in control? Church folks think they're in control. We think we can pray and get everything we want. If that was the case, I would lose no loved ones. I would be a billionaire just like Forrest Gump. I have so many kidney cookies and donuts, it'd be ridiculous. And I wouldn't be fat from them either, because it's all what I want. That's enough information right there to let us know that we don't get what we want. So since we don't get what we want, we need to figure out who is the one who gets everything that they want. And that day will end up manifesting that single. He won. Proverbs chapter 21 says this. Let me go there. But you can see it. Proverbs chapter 21, we're going to look at verse 1. You got to understand Proverbs chapter 21. You have to understand it. I'm finna burst your bubble for you, you know, proper speaking folks. You know, I'm old country boy. We don't burst bubbles, we bust them. So I'm going to bust them like bust them. Okay, so now, Proverbs 21, it's not verse 1. I think I put the, let me research it. That's what I love about it. I typed it the wrong way, so give me a minute. We can make changes on the spot. Yes, Proverbs 21:1. Oh, I'm still in school. I clicked off again. Okay. Proverbs 21, verse 1.
I was right. Y'all fault.
No, I'm just kidding. Now, Proverbs 21, verse 1. I was correct. It's Proverbs 21, verse 1. It was my mistake while I was doing it just now, but I was correct as far as my notes are concerned. This is one verse you have to understand. I'm finna crash and burn your religion right now. I'm finna give you an understanding of Yah. We understand it, but I'm gonna remind you. And those who haven't heard this before, I'm finna crash religion. I'm finna take and reveal the truth. Now you gotta make up your mind if you're gonna accept it or not. It doesn't matter if you accept it or not from this perspective. It's still the truth. Somebody may say, what I'm about to reveal to you, you may say, I don't believe it. I don't accept it. It doesn't matter. It's still the truth. So you might as well accept it. You shall know the truth, know and understand. Perceive it. You shall understand the truth. The truth you know makes you free. That's the reason why we as a ministry operate in freedom. Nothing, these things that's going on in this world system doesn't bother us because we know the truth. And the truth makes you free. Here's what the scripture says now. The king's heart. What is the heart?
Mind.
Anytime you hear a heart, don't put your hand on your chest. You know what I'm talking about, Joe? Lord, that pumps the blood. That's his primary goal, to pump blood and oxygen through the body. So when someone says, I got a bad heart, you know, or no. When someone used the cliche, charge it to my head, not my heart, I'd be like, what you mean? Well, you know, I meant well. No. Your heart is up here, and that head is the one that's determining what you mean. As a man thinketh in his... Do your heart that pumps the blood think? So when it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, that's talking about your mental state. So the king's heart, so the king's what? Mind. The king's mind is in the hand of the Lord, in the hand of God. Now, when you look at the hand, anytime you talk about the hand of Yah, it means power. Yah said, a mind of any king. Let's deal with the word king. What is a king?
Leader.
What is Trump?
A leader.
What is Yah saying about Trump? His mind is in my power. Did y'all hear what I just said? The king's heart. Now, brother may say, well, that's only if he's led by Yah. Oh, contraire. No, preacher, you have power. They got to mean when he's led by Yah. Oh, contraire. I'm going to show you that Yah has the heart of men. The king's heart is in the hand of Yah, in the power of Yah. The king's heart is in the power of Yah. When you look at the king's heart, again, it deals with the mind, understanding of the one, the mind or the understanding of the one who reigns. So whoever reigns or whoever is a leader, Yah said, don't worry about it. I got it. His mind is mine. His mind belongs to me. His mind is in my power. So what does that let us know? Whatever Trump does is Yah's power, whether good or bad. That's the wake-up call right there. Because we think, Yah only do wonderful things. He only give a candy cup to the donuts. He only bless us with the wonderful things. Yah don't do stuff that's evil. Let's let the power tell us. Now, the king's heart, his understanding, his mind is in the hand, in the power, in the direction of Yah. As a river of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. He will means desire, pleasure. Yah said, I take men's mind and turn it whichever way I desire. So now we got a problem. It's some wicked men out here. Wait a minute, preacher. I'm struggling with you right now. I told y'all I was going to start on your religion. Let's go on now to get a better understanding of that. Factually speaking, the problem with people is that they believe that Yah only uses good for his pleasure. And that is not true according to the Bible. Now, what I mean by good, I'm talking about mankind version of good. Yah said, I will take some messed up stuff, but that's good for me. It may not be good for you. I'm going to say it again. The problem with people is that they believe that Yah only uses good for his pleasure, but the Bible reveals otherwise. Isaiah chapter 45. You got anything else?
No.
Okay. Isaiah 45. Let's let the Bible tell us the truth. Religion is finna die right now. We're digging his grave right now. I want you to understand how Yah works so you don't be deceived from now on when you hear people say, you did not can't be a God. Because God wouldn't let that happen. Let's read the Bible. Let's let the Bible tell us. Let's let Yah himself tell us about himself. Let's let Yah tell us about himself. Isaiah 45, verse 7. He says, I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace. I create evil. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's stop. Somebody put that in there. Let's go back and read it again. I form the light, luminousness. You look and see the sun. You see the moon. You see the stars. Y'all say, I form that. I form the light. I create darkness. It's night. Y'all say, I did that. I make peace. What is peace now? I make peace. We'll deal with it. I make peace. I create evil. Y'all said, I create evil. Whenever there are things that's going on, y'all said, I want to let you know. Let me finish reading it now. I, the Lord, do all these things. Remember when I said that the king's mind is in the power of Yah. So whatever king does, Yah is allowing it. Yah saying, I'm the author. Now, a person may be struggling with that. Let me break it down to you. Factually speaking now, or in other words, listen now, he, Yah, purposes the light. The sun has purpose. The moon has purpose. The stars have purpose. So when he said, I form, he said, that's my purpose. I have purpose for it. Okay? I have purpose for it. He says again, in other words, he purposes the light. He dispatches darkness. He dispatches darkness. That's what he means when he says, I create darkness. He said, I dispatch it. I dispatch darkness. Then he says now, remember I asked you about peace. He said, I make peace. In other words, he said, I govern safety and welfare. When there's peace, y'all say, I did it. Now we've got an understanding of the song. He formed the light. He created darkness. He said, I govern peace and safety. And let me tell you what else I govern. I govern peace and safety and bring down things to accomplish his desire. What is evil? Here's what Yah is saying in a nutshell. That's why I use the word bring down. Yah said, I'll raise up evil to bring about my will, but I want you to know I bring evil down. You go read the story about Nebuchadnezzar. Y'all call Nebuchadnezzar an ungodly king in service. Why? Because he used that wicked king to deal with our nation, the children of Israel, because we were disobedient as a nation of people. So he said, okay, since you don't want to obey me, I'm going to send a king, and I'm going to make him my servant, my creation. He's going to come against you. He's going to kill your children. He's going to kill your men. He's going to kill your women. He's going to burn down your temple. He's going to burn down everything that I built for you as a nation of people because you don't want to follow me. I'm sending that king. He's my servant, and I'm going to let him deal with all the nations that you run to, Israel. So all Yah is doing with us as a nation of people is he creating that environment and raising up kings that he can steer to bring about his will to pass to draw his people back to him. Oh, it's all about you, folks. As I said, it's going down. See, the true body of Christ has to come up out of this old fake, hateful agenda, always jumping to one side, divided church. You got all the white folks calling themselves Christians standing with the white folks. You got all the black folks calling themselves Christians standing with the black folks. You got everybody saying that they follow and love Jesus, but everybody pushing their own agenda. Everybody thinks they're the ones who can control what's going on in the world. Y'all said, I'm raising up some stuff that I'm going to sin against you, and I'm going to drive all of my people to me. And everything that's not me is going to be able to stand. Everything that is not me is not going to be able to stand. So, yeah. Let me tell you something. The Republicans didn't create a Trump. Yeah, I did. Why did he create it? Because we're in the day where Yah is bringing his will to pass, and there are certain things that must take place in these last days. And somebody who is all about bringing all the good stuff together for all the people, you know, for all of us who want to see some good things, make America great again, all this stuff we're trying to see, Yah is saying, that ain't my plan. I did today, by the way. I talk slang on purpose. Everything I do is on purpose. I say a few, you know, cuss words on purpose, too. Everything I do is on purpose. You have to see, church, you got a plan. But you have to say, I have a plan. And my plan is to bring about leaders that you may view as ungodly, but they are my servants that I'm using to bring about my will. Why? Because the scripture tells us, we talked about it, the scripture tells us that it's going to come a day when no one will be able to buy or sell except they accept the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? It ain't some chip or something they're going to put in you. No, everybody's going to make this decision from a mental state. Everybody's going to agree. Because we're in it today whereby things are going to get so tight, people are going to say, you know what, man, I just give up. I'm just going to line up with whatever they say. Then there's going to be a remedy who's saying, no matter what, my commanding chief is Yah and his son. So let me put it this way as I get close to closing now. You ready to close? I want to remind you this again now. In other words, he purposes the light, dispatches darkness, governs safety and welfare, peace, and brings down things to accomplish his desire. Yah moved Hillary out of the way. Because Obama fits his agenda. I mean, not Obama. Trump fits his agenda. Not man,
Yah.
See, I'm increasing your mind. You too earthly. Yah chose his leader for America. Oh, you got a system that's thinking they're doing, but y'all saying, oh boy, they think they making y'all out of puppets. Y'all like, I got them puppets. I'm getting them puppets ready to gather them down in a valley called Armageddon. I'm putting hooks in their jaws. They think they in control, but they don't realize I got hooks in their jaws, and I'm drawing them down to the valley, which is called Armageddon. And when I get them there, I'm sending my savings. Yeah, they getting ready for it. And y'all sitting here stressed out because you have, where is wisdom? Where is understanding? Why do you think you can control stuff? Ooh, I'm so doggone excited, I don't know what to do because I understand the end of the story. And the crazy get, the better I feel. Because I look up, my redemption is drawn now. Now, I'm going to say this again, and then I'm going to give you a point, and I'm going to go toward closing now. Yah purposes the light, dispatches darkness, governs safety and welfare, and brings down things to accomplish his will. Yah raises up something, he brings it down. He raised up Obama, he finished with it. To a certain perspective, at least. He raised him up, get out of the way. He brings it down. The most Israelites, or you call black folks, wanted Hillary. Yah said, no. Get it out of the way. The bigger picture, as far as that is concerned, do you not know that this world system do not respect the authority of a woman? You know it would show weakness as far as a country is concerned. But you don't think that like that because you're in America and everybody should have equal rights, even women. But that don't work off that way all over the world. You think those leaders in the Middle East gonna sit down and talk to Mrs. President Clinton? Yah decreed it. Yah said in his word, I have ordained that the woman will be under the rulership of the man. At all. Y'all don't like this kind of talk, but you're in the wrong place if you want to hear. You go somewhere else, you want to hear tradition. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you why she didn't get in office. Yah said, no. It's a sign of weakness. Y'all, let me bring up crazy. Y'all don't like him, but he got a strength that's gonna bring together my purpose. Did y'all listen to that boy talk? He was going against the system. Whether he was with the system or not, it ain't my concern. All I know, the boy was like, look at him. From what I heard, he went to Detroit and told him, said, look here, if you take these manufacturing companies, you start shipping them to other countries, we will tax you in a way to where won't nobody even be able to buy your car here. That boy talking crazy. But all of it is one big plan, though. You got to see the big picture. Y'all bringing his will to pass. So again, last time I'm closed. Here's how y'all, I'm going to make the quote again, then I'm gonna give you an understanding of what it means, then I'm going to close. Yah purposes the light, dispatches darkness, governs safety and welfare, and brings down things to accomplish his will. Okay? Y'all know, I got to remind you this again because he told me to. Middle Eastern leaders do not respect women. That is fact. How is peace going to be established between Iran? They don't hear nothing Israel got to say. Okay, not to leave it alone. Now, last time, he purposes the light, dispatches darkness, governs safety and welfare, and brings down things to accomplish his desires. Truthfully speaking, Yah is the justifier. You know what I'm saying? He is the justifier, the equalizer, the one who balances all things. So if Yah is doing something else, it's because he's bringing balance. Remember what he said, I create the light, I make darkness. I create peace, I bring about evil. So in order for peace to happen, Yah said, I gotta balance it with something that's going to bring it, chaos. I just told you what's going to happen. Okay? Now, again, Yah is the justifier, the equalizer, the one who balances all things. You can go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, chapter 3. I'm going to hurry up now and get ready to close. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Thank you for your patience. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, to everything there is a season. Everything. Now you're going to see the equalizer, the justifier, the balancing of things. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, the equalizer, a time to die. A time to plant, the equalizer, the time to pluck up that which has been planted. A time to kill, equalizer. A time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. Equalizers. A time to weep, a time to laugh. A time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose. A time to keep, a time to keep, a time to cast away. A time to rend, a time to sow. A time to keep silent, a time to speak. A time to love, a time to hate. A time of war, a time of peace. Did y'all hear this? There is a time for everything. And when Yah does it, he's equalizing or balancing something else. So Yah said, oh boy. So Yah said, you want peace? I'm got to come to equalize that. What is the opposite of peace? What did we just read? Do you remember? Let me read it to you again.
War.
A time of war, a time of peace. You want peace? Expect war. That's the only way you get it. Y'all have been in truth, though. So, with that understanding now, I tell you the truth. Chaos will come before peace. You can go watch videos all over where people protest. They're going crazy about Trump won. Not my president. Not my president. Yeah, march on up into that martial law. And the system is saying, yeah, we got them. They're doing exactly what we want them to do. And y'all say, yeah, they are. Because I'm going to get them doing exactly what you want them to do, and it's going to make y'all do what I want y'all to do. And y'all said, I'm going to bring, after all this war go down, the Prince of Peace. Ooh, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. Expect chaos. Again, chaos will come before peace. Things are going to get crazy. You ain't seen nothing yet. And we got a president who will stand up and cuss you out right up in the for Donald Trump will tell you just like it is. Y'all say, I'll raise them up. And I'm going to stab people. I'm going to have everybody talking crazy and everything going to be fighting. Before you know it, everybody's going to be ready to get down. Church folks going to be running out of their church building pulling stuff. I just saw it, so I got to sit, pulling off their weeds, ready to go. I told you years ago I had a vision of martial law in the church. I told you that the system is coming after the church. Chaos before peace. We're going to have chaos first, then it's going to be peace. Everybody's going to be all happy and joyous for a period of time. Then we know the story. What happens after that peace? Destruction. When you see peace after the chaos, all heck is going to break loose. I'm warning you now. Chaos will come before peace, but destruction follows the peace. Destruction comes after the peace. But here's my last word to you now. It doesn't matter what happens. Who did I tell you got the wheel? That's our confidence. So I'm telling you, when they get crazy out on the street, you going out there? When they had them protest, are you going? Chaos coming. When it gets all peaceful after the chaos, are you going to sit back and relax? No, destruction coming. Regardless of what's going on, always keep looking up and keep your mind stayed on our Savior. Keep your understanding within the laws of Yah. I don't care if it's chaotic. I don't care if it's peace. I don't care if it's destruction. Keep your mind on the things of Yah. That's what we got to do. Don't lose focus. Y'all got this, y'all. Y'all's in the driver's seat. He's in the driver's seat, y'all. Do not worry about what's going on. I have my niece, she asked me, she's like, Uncle Law, what are we going to do? What you going to do about us going to war and all this, about getting the food and all this? We need to start growing stuff, you know what you mean? We need to start doing all this stuff, niece. Think about it, baby. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to start possessing the land and the water supplies. If you got seed, they're going to make it against the law. The seed belongs to them. So you can't plant in the ground. It may be your ground to a certain extent, but they're going to own the seed. They're going to be able to seize all properties, all the motor vehicles, all food supply, all of this. All they have to do is get on that and make one announcement, and you don't own nothing no more. What you going to do? Take your bad stuff on out there and demand your right because you voted?
And they can see people,
too. We basically signed our life away. But who's in control? Yeah, so I'm going to fix it when you got to call on me. I have given you what you want. I have given you something that is in reality going to put you in a position now where you have nothing to depend on but me. We're going to be depopulated, y'all. Why do you think the Bible talks about the remnant? Why do you think the Bible says straight is the way? Straight is narrow. Straight is the way. Narrow is the path that leads to life, but few be that find it. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be will go in there. It ain't a lot of folks that's going to fall in line with God in these last days. That's why God calls it the remnant. The remnant are those who are called out. You got to be ready. Don't be afraid, because fear is of the enemy. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And as long as we stay within those boundaries and put our trust in Him, He can always trust us. So, no, I don't have to plant food. I know Yah sent manna from heaven again. I don't have to store water because I know I can slap a rock. Water come out just like He did our nation when we came out of Egypt and was in the wilderness. I don't have to prepare anything because my Yah has already prepared all things for me. What did I tell you earlier? He got total control. See, the system is not going to gather the rock. But we know what's in the rock. The system's not going to be able to control the heavens to keep y'all from raining down manna, food. It may not be chicken and beans and pork chops like you like, but it'll be something that'll keep you going. Matter of fact, both healthy since it comes from y'all. They're not going to be able to take the water that comes from, that God's going to make available for his remnant in these days. I'm ready.
I'm going to say we
contain all water. Just like our Savior, we can turn the water into wine, per se. I'm just saying that as a cliche. We can take the bitter herb, a bitter herb branch, and throw it in the contaminated water and wash y'all cleanse it. These all happen in the scripture. I ain't gonna be sitting around gathering up stuff when y'all can send quails from all over. I'm telling you what the scripture says. That's how he fed our nation when we came out of Egypt. Okay, I'm through. Any questions or comments? All right. Again, thank y'all for your patience. Father, y'all, we bless you on today. We thank you for just allowing us to understand your word. And we put our trust in you. We know it's a cliche that we use, but you do have the will of our life. You have everything in control. And we put our trust in that. And we stand boldly, just like as my daughter had decreed. What you mad for? We put our trust in you, y'all. And we thank you for all that who you are and the wisdom you've given us to stand in the last days. This is a great time to be alive for the children of the Most High. We bless you for it. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.